Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Lego Dream Machine. Once upon a time in the vibrant town of Bricksville, there lived a young boy named Max, whose imagination was as boundless as the universe. Max's love for Lego was known throughout the neighborhood. Every day after school, he'd disappear into his room, only to emerge with new creations that told stories of adventures in faraway lands. One bright summer morning, Max was flipping through a Lego magazine when he stumbled upon an announcement that made his heart race with excitement. The annual BrickCon was coming to a city nearby, and this year it was open to young builders like himself. The theme was dream machines, and Max's mind was already spinning with possibilities. Eager to participate, Max began sketching plans for his masterpiece. He envisioned a colossal machine, a dream machine, that could transport anyone to the world of their wildest dreams. It would have twisting gears, shimmering lights, and a kaleidoscope of colors, all working in harmony to create something truly extraordinary. Max spent every spare moment over the next few months working on his dream machine. He meticulously sorted through his Lego bricks, carefully selecting each piece, and began constructing his towering creation. With every click of the bricks coming together, his dream started taking shape. As Max worked, his friends and family watched in awe. They marveled at his dedication and the intricate details of his design. The dream machine wasn't just a structure, it was a work of art that captured the essence of imagination itself. Finally, the day of BrickCon arrived. Max carefully packed the dream machine into his parents' car, making sure each part was secure for the journey. As they drove to the venue, Max's excitement mingled with a twinge of nervousness. He wondered what other amazing creations awaited him at the convention. Upon arrival, the convention hall buzzed with energy. Builders from all over had gathered, each display more impressive than the last. Max set up his dream machine, and as it rose high with its intricate details gleaming under the lights, it attracted a crowd of admirers. Visitors marveled at the mechanical wonder. Children were mesmerized by the spinning gears, and adults admired the creativity and engineering skill involved. Max beamed with pride as people stopped to ask him about his inspiration and the process behind his creation. As the day went on, judges made their rounds, scrutinizing each display. When they reached Max's dream machine, they paused, whispering among themselves. Finally, one of the judges approached Max, a wide smile on his face. "This is not just a dream machine," he said. "It's a testament to the power of imagination. That's a big tick for me." To Max's surprise and delight, his dream machine won the Best Young Builder Award. As he stood on stage to receive his prize, he realized that the true reward was not the trophy he held, but the joy of sharing his passion with others. Max's dream machine became a highlight of BrickCon, and his story inspired many other young builders. He returned home with a heart full of memories, ready to dream up his next great Lego adventure, knowing that with imagination, anything is possible. And so in Bricksville, the boy who built dreams continued to create, always reaching for the stars, one Lego brick at a time. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.